and months on from an upgrade to make a congested central Auckland roundabout safer, many locals say it hasn't made enough of a difference. The Royal Oak roundabout underwent changes late last year after 61 crashes over a four-year period. The government's proposing legislation that would allow councils to make big changes to street layouts with less public consultation. But Royal Oak residents say even with public input, Auckland Transport got this upgrade wrong. Katie Fitzgerald reports.
Cars spill onto Royal Oak roundabout from five entrances, and residents say it's a challenge for drivers picking their moment to enter the throng of vehicles.
I think it's very dangerous.
I'm just very aware, but if people aren't aware, it's a bit of a nightmare, I'm sure.
People who are just learners or maybe a bit of scary for driving, they wait there for ages. That's not ideal thing.
The roundabout had an upgrade at the end of 2021 to change its shape and to replace existing zebra crossings with raised speed tables. Auckland Transport says those changes have made the area safer, but this woman says that's not been her experience.
What they've done to it, spent all that money on what they've just done recently, hasn't made any difference.
A cyclist was killed riding near Royal Oak roundabout in March this year. The lack of provision for people on bikes in the recent upgrade has left some residents angry. Matt Van Royen lives in the area and says he avoids the roundabout because of how often drivers pull out in front of cyclists because they're eager not to miss a gap.
People want to get into it as quick as possible because the gaps are so quick, short that you really need a jump to get into it, and so everyone's off the mark really quick, and that just continues to flow on and it just gets worse.
Almost everyone RNZ spoke to had suggestions on how to make the intersection safer, including installing traffic lights, building judder bars, or adding better infrastructure for cyclists and pedestrians. Auckland Transport says it's no stranger to requests for more transformative changes at the roundabout, but budget constraints meant the most recent upgrade was limited in what it could deliver. In a statement, it says the interim safety measures have made a difference.
Site observations and monitoring have been carried out, and it's been found that the speed of traffic has reduced, especially when circulating around the roundabout. This makes it much safer for all road users.
Local business owner Colin Haynes agrees. His Ollie's Burgers and Ice Cream restaurant looks directly at the roundabout, and he says he only has one problem with the current setup.
It's better, it goes smoother. Everything about it is better than it's ever been before. The only thing is they raise the platforms of the pedestrian crossing, and every truck that goes through it hits those raised pedestrian crossings and makes a horrendous crashing noise.
Auckland Transport says it's currently looking at a longer-term plan for Manukau Road, which includes the Royal Oak roundabout, and we'll be looking at improvements for all road users, including pedestrians and cyclists.